USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On Thursday, President Biden held a meeting with CEOs across several different industries to discuss the state of the nation's economy. President talks about why he believes manufacturing numbers were down.
A significant part of the slowdown that occurred when it hit is inflation, the cost of automobiles. People are not buying them, also because they cost so damn it. There's so few of them. They're not manufacturing nearly what they were able to manufacture in the past.
There are so many illegal immigrants being bused from Texas to the nation's capital that the mayor of Washington, D.C. is calling it a humanitarian crisis. She's asking the National Guard to be activated to set up a processing center. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Camp Lejeune Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention Marines, personnel of any branch of the armed forces, and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune, and contractors who worked at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune for 30 days or longer between August 1953 and December of 1987? For 34 years, those on Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. Until now, the laws have prevented victims from getting justice, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow victims to seek compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. If you or a loved one got sick after exposure to contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune, you need the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the maximum compensation for your injuries. Call now for a free consultation and case review.
Call 800-832-9166. That's 800-832-9166. Again, that's 800-832-9166.
One state is continuing to charge people with election fraud.
The Wisconsin Elections Commission is reporting multiple clerks in the state of Wisconsin made 22 voter fraud referrals to local district attorneys related to the 2020 general election over the past 2 years. The new report from the July 22nd Commission meeting showed 10 instances of voter fraud referrals from the 2020 election. Most came from the Milwaukee and Brown counties, including more than 50 instances of a person using an improper residential address on their voter registration in multiple elections. One potential problem with election security was settled July 8th when the Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled that drop boxes were illegal. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Investors shrugging off recession fears at the closing bell, the Dow gaining 332 points to close at 32,529. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
President Biden is throwing his support behind the Senate Democrats' climate change and deficit reduction plan. South Dakota Republican Governor Kristi Noem says she's not a fan of the bill.
What this bill is going to do is going to make us more energy dependent on our enemies. It's also going to make us much more insecure as a country. And what this president is doing is really jeopardizing our country for the long term.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Democrats claim without proof the bill will reduce inflation. A teen who allegedly attacked a New York City police officer in the subway has been released without bail on account of second-degree assault of an officer. New York gubernatorial candidate and Congressman Lee Zeldin tells Mornings with Maria that victims should have a voice when it comes to bail.
Because the system's not working, they're still on the streets committing more crimes.
The Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulations earlier this week served a complaint to a Miami bar that offered a lewd drag show specifically targeting children. The complaint comes after a viral video surfaced that shows a half-naked drag stripper with underwear filled with money leading a little girl by the hand around the bar during the show. If the bar is found to be in violation of the law, the state will remove its liquor license. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.